Okay, Chevra, what I'd like to do with you today is continue on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. We were learning the sugya of Tzodchi Lazon Vahapotzo, and when we got into the sugya, what we noticed is that there seems to be a machlokas between Rashi and Taisvis about the status of a psik resha delo ichpatle, right? Let's just review again. The Gemara has a kasha. How come we're only discussing that you should be chayiv for tzad, and you should be chayiv for dosh, perhaps, depending if you hold ein disha ela b'gedulei kaka or not? Correct the Gemara, v'lechayiv nami mishum netilas neshama. You should also be chayiv for killing the chilazoin. So Reb Yochanan shepetza omeis. Reb Yochanan says that the case is shepetza omeis, that it's already dead. Rava Amar Afilu Tema Shepetzao Chai Misaseku Eitzel Netilas Neshama. Rava says that it's entirely possible that it's Petzao Chai, but nonetheless Misaseku Eitzel Netilas Neshama. Right? You would right? It's Misaseku when it comes to Netilas Neshama. Frankly, what do you mean? Don't we say it's a psik resha, so you should be chayiv? So we answer, Shaini hocha de kama de ispe neshama tfei, nichole kehecha de litzlal tzivei. That you'd prefer that it stays alive. Now, what we noted last time, although I honestly have no recollection of what we said or what we didn't say, but one can certainly learn this entire Gemara, that this Gemara is saying, kama de ispe neshama tfei, meaning that the tseva of the chilazon is better if it's alive. And therefore, when you are squeezing this chilazon, your kavona is bedavka not to kill it. You're trying to get the dam out of the chilazon while it is still alive. And according to this, the shaklavataria in the Gemara, this, by the way, is a mahalach that's found in the Ran. And when I say the Ran, I mean over here the real Ran, which is the Ran that Mossad HaRav Kook published, as opposed to the old Ran, etc. But the real Ran over here says, no, the Pshat in our Gemara is, it's not a Psik Resha. In the Hav Amina, the Gemara, we assume that it's a Psik Resha. In order to get the Dam out, you're going to have to kill the Chilazon. The Gemara answers, it's not a psik resha. You want to keep it alive, and it's shayach, right? We have to add that line. And it's shayach to get the dam out of the chilazon while it's still alive, and therefore it's not a psik resha. That is certainly, that certainly is pshat in, a possible pshat in the Gemara. And not only could this be a possible pshat in the Gemara, if I would have only half of Rashi, I would nem on that this is exactly pshat in Rashi. Because look at the Rashi, Dira Maslo, Tvei Nicholei. Rashi writes, Dam hachai is tov midam hames, kama, v'kevon deko atom miskavim v'toreach l'shomro shelo yomus biyado afilo meis in kanela misasek. Right? Rashi is saying that your entire kavanah is to keep the animal alive. No? Now, again, this might be a Rashi l'shitasai. This might be Rashi l'shitasai because you know that Rashi holds both in Zvachim on Sadi Aleph and at the beginning of Kesuvos. Rashi has a Raz v'Daz al-Mahalach in what's considered a psik resha. Rashi holds that if in a theoretical way it's possible not to violate the Isser, so therefore it's not called the Psik Resha. Right? Rashi says, since it's shayich to be mezalef yayin al gabe hamizbeach with tipin dakin ma'id, even if I use larger tipin, so it's not called the Psik Resha. Right? Again, whether this means that Psik Resha is called chada maisa, which is something that we spoke out last time, right? L'chora Rashi is saying that. In other words, over here, it's shayach not to kill the chilazon. And since it's shayach not to kill the chilazon, it's not a psik resha. That could have been pshat in Rashi. That certainly is the way the Chidushei HaRan learns. Aval habaya hi, that Rashi goes weiter. No? Rashi writes, ki moda Reb Shimon b'midi delo ichbat le imisrimi, umiyu ichvune lo mechaven. Zat Rashi, Reb Shimon is only moda by psikresha delo ichbat le, but over here it's loy nichale. No? In other words, what Rashi seems to be saying in the last two lines is very different than what we said until now. Until now we were saying that Ken Zayin, this is not called the psik resha. But the last two lines of Rashi, Rashi says, no, it is a psik resha, but this is a psik resha delo nichale. Now, lo nichale for Rashi means that you don't want it. Bidafka not. You do not want it. That is loy nichalei. And that's why you're not going to be chayiv. Because you'd rather have it alive longer. So Rashi is saying, psik resha, deloy nichalei in gansin is pater, but in psik resha, delo ichbatlei is going to be chayiv. That's the shita of Rashi. Again, this seems to contradict the way we were learning the Rashi at the beginning, right? We wanted to say Rashi is like the Chiddush Aran, but Lecha Oira, that can't be. Toisvis, Diba, yeah.
What is the, if you squeeze the dumb on the loss on that, even if you want a life, the fact that you're squeezing the dumb on, that's also Mitzvah Shalom, isn't it?
So,
that's, you're making Chavura, you're,
so apparently the dam that's in the Chilos and Tosis points out, right? Tosis di masuki hechi. At the bottom of the Omer, Tosis asks your kasha, kasha l'ri, mikol mokom an netilas hadam l'chai, mishum netilas neshama. Frak Tosis the kasha, that you should be chayiv out the dam. So Tosis answers that no. Tosis answers that the dam over here is not here. Rabbeinu Tamei says, Dam Chilozen is Mifgad Pocket, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv out to Tzitzis Neshama, out to Dam Chilozen. Right? Again, look in this whole Taisis, Tihechi, Taisis Mamish, right? You're Rechavin to Tosis' Kasha, Tosis Asai Kasha, and Tosis answers that you can't be Chayiv out that Dam. It's Mifgad Pocket, right? He invokes an entire Sugya at the, entire Sugya of Dam Basulam. Oh, beautiful. Now, Rashi Shita is that Psik Resha Delo Ichbatle is going to be Chayiv. Tosis asks on Rashi that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel, right? The Gemara speaks about if someone is Mizareid Zradin, that means Lecha Ora I'm picking some weeds or the like. So if I'm Mizareid Zeradin, so the Gemara says, if it's liyapos asakarka, it's koshahu. But if it's lachila, it could grow geres. Oh. So the Gemara asks, isn't everything liyapos asakarka? So in fact, the Gemara is talking about ba'agam. Then the Gemara says, abayi omar, afilu tema besode, delav agam. The case is that's lo mechavin. I frankly, why isn't that a psik resha? The Gemara answers to ka'ovid ba'ara dechavrei. The ka'ovid ba'ara dechavrei, meaning that I am picking weeds on your field. If I'm picking weeds on your field, so lo cha'ira, I don't care if it is going to make your field nicer or not. Because my field I care about, right? I'm such a Baal Chesed. I care about my field. Your field I don't care about. So therefore, the ka'ovid ba'ara dechavrei, I can't be chayiv. Right? Because it's a psik resha, delay nicholai. Now, lecha oira, in this Gemara on Kuf Gimel, it's lo nicholai in the sense of lo ichpatlei. And you see from this Gemara that psik resha, delay ichpatlei, is also going to be putter, and threk taisvis, this is so ser, what Rashi says in our Gemara, that psikresha delo ichpatle is going to be chayiv. Good? That taisvis is kasha on Rashi. So taisvis effectively reinterprets our entire Gemara. And according to Tosis, our Gemara, when it says that you'd rather that the chilazoin stay alive, what you're really saying is it's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, and that's why you're going to be putter, because it's malacha she'ina tzricha legufa.
Why is the picking of weeds considered a psik resha instead of mamish of
the dying? So the picking of weeds is a psik resha in the sense of if it's miyapa the karka. I'm picking weeds lecha oira because I want the weed somehow, right? But do I want to improve the field? So it's a psik resha on improving the field, but it's psik resha de lo michole because it's ara de chavre. But bekitzer, Tosis asks Akasha, Tosis A asks that the Gemara on Kuf Gimel is Soser Rashi over here. Look on Daf Kuf Gimel. The Gemara says, Deka'ove ba'ara de chavre, zucht Rashi on Kuf Gimel. And therefore, Rashi writes, lo ichpat le liyahos. Meaning, right, Rashi is explaining on Kuf Gimel that it's psikresha de lo ichpat le, and therefore, because it's lo ichpat le, that's why you're not going to be chayiv. So Rebbe Kiva Eger jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and he says, ayin daf ayin hey in the Rashi, no? Meaning that, and for some reason, Tosis doesn't pick up on this, no? Tosis is asking a stira between Rashi and the Gemara. I'm not sure which stira is better, which stira is worse. But threk the Rebbe Kiva Eger, there's a stira between Rashi and Rashi. Because Rashi on Kuf Gimel says, psik resha de lo ichpat le is going to be potter. But Rashi in Ayin Hei says, psik resha de lo ichpat le is going to be chayiv. So that's Akasha. That's Akasha. So I saw a possible answer to this in the Sefer Minchas Ariel. Right? He's not our dear beloved friend, but he's close second. Close second.
The
runner-up, that's right. So the Minchas Ariel explains, based on the Gemara on Kuf Vav, which might be the most complicated Gemara in all of Maseches Shabbos. I think we touched on this Gemara earlier. The Gemara discusses, do I assume that kol ha-mekalkel and peturin, do I say that by definition, categorically, mekalkel is pater, or do I say that there's an exception that all mekalkel is pater, but chayvel umavir is going to be chayiv? Right? That's a machlokes or a stira in the Gemara in Kuf Vav. Is mekalkel always pater? Or is Chovel and Mavir going to be Chayiv? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah that says that all Mekalkel is going to be Putter, the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda. The Braisa that says that all Mekalkel is going to be Putter besides Chovel and Mavir, that goes like Reb Shimon. Right? The famous machlokes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, about whether Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv or Pater, has a nafgamina in terms of, right, whether I say categorically that all Mekalkel is Pater or not. If you hold like Reb Yehuda, all Mekalkel is Pater. And you could say that you're going to be Chayiv on Chayvel when it is Tzarech LeKalboy Ula Afro. Reb Yehuda holds that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is going to be Pater, assumes, and this is the way we're explaining the Gemara according to Rashi there on Kuf Vav. Reb Yehuda holds that Tikkun Al Yedei Dava Acher, Tikkun Min Hatzad, some side Tikkun also counts. So therefore I could say that you're going to be Chayiv on Chovel Omavir when it's Tzarech LeKalbo, Tzarech LeAfroi. Reb Shimon, however, who holds that Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa by definition is Pater. And if that's the case, side tikkun doesn't help. So you have to say that according to Reb Shimon, chayvel umavir is an exception, and you're going to be chayiv on mekalkel b'chabura by chayvel umavir. So far, so good? Now, the Reb Yehuda and the Reb Shimon that we're talking about, Rashi learns, is the Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, about Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa. Zosomeres, if I hold melacha she'ein sricha legufa is going to be potter, that means I'm going to be chayiv on chayvel umavir, which is called mekalka v'chabura, no? Chayvel equals mekalka v'chabura. So Reb Shimon would say that you're going to be chayiv out the kalkel v'chabura. And therefore, says the Minchas Ariel, maybe this can for enter the stira in Rashi's. Ready? You have to hold on tight. On Daf Kuf Gimel, Rashi tells me that Sikrei Shadlo Ichatle is going to be potter. Daf Kuf Gimel is talking about the Chiyuv Al Tchoyrich. I am picking weeds. And the shaila is, am I being miyapa the karka? Again, Akamara, by the way, seems to assume that the definition of chavisha is liyapais as hakarka, which we know is machlekes Rashi and Rambam Kayadua. We spoke this out when we learned Choresh. But the Gemara on Kuf Gimel is discussing the chiyuv of Choresh, liyapos as hakarka, no? When it comes to the chiyuv of Choresh, I'm going to say Psik Resha Delayich Patlei is going to be putter. However, on Daf Ayin Hey, the issue is the malacha of Chovel. I'm squeezing a chilazain. I'm getting the dam out. Right? Mekalkel Bachaburo. Mekalkel Bachaburo, we could say, Psik Resha Delayich Patlei is going to be chayiv. Precisely because, right, it's melacha shein sricha legufa. If your melacha shein sricha legufa is potter, so you're going to be chayiv on mekalkel v'chabura, and therefore you should be chayiv on the potseya of the chilazon. You should be chayiv out netilas neshama. And the only way you'd be potter if it's really lo nichale. In other words, what we're trying to answer is, we have the stira in Rashi's. Rashi on Kuf Gimel says Mekalkava. Rashi on Kuf Gimel, excuse me, says Sikresha Dvol Ichpatwe is Pata. But Rashi on Ayin Hey says Sikresha Dvol Ichpatwe is Chayiv. The answer is on Ayin Hey we're talking about Mekalkel. Right? We're talking about Chabura, Nitilas Neshama. Ah! Right? But on Kuf Gimel we're talking about Choresh. When it comes to Netilas Neshama, so then Mekalka Bachabura is going to be Chayiv. And that's precisely the answer. Right? In other words, again, I'm not 1,000,000% sure this is correct, but it seems to me that this is a potential teret to what is a bomb stira in Rashi's.
So, can I back up a minute? I need to understand this.
Is Potter.
How does that tie in?
Well, so the direct connection is not so pashat, but Rashi on Kuf Vav is assuming that if you hold Malacha She'in Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, so then you could say that the case of Chavala is talking about a Tikkun Ayyadei Davar Acher. So you could say it's Tzarech L'Kalba U'L'Afarai. But if your melacha shein tzricha legufa is going to be potter like Reb Shimon, so I can't say that I'm chayiv because I need it la'afaro or la'kalbo, and I have to say that therefore you're chayiv on the kalka v'chabura. Right? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Now Tosis again jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and Tosis like questions all these assumptions, but at least within Rashi there's a link between melacha shein tzricha legufa being potter and therefore chayiv on mekalkel. If I'm chayiv on mekalkel, so then I could say that the only way I'm ever putter is if it's mamish l'nichale, and the layich patle would not count, as opposed to daf kuf gimel, and so then layich patle is also putter. I think it's actually elegant. You have to go through that gemara kufav. Rabbosai, that gemara kufav, when Rabbi Shulman used to be the bochin here in yeshiva before me, so Rabbi Shulman had a few sugyas that he'd assign to get into smicha. One of the sugyas he'd assign was Chulin Kuf Ches, the sugya of Tipas Cholav, where he'd assign Shabbos Kufav. Shabbos Kufav is a killer and a half of a sugya. Rabbi Shlomo would expect that you'd prepare the Gemara for a full week before the Bechina. I expect that you prepare for like 2.5-3 hours. A little bit different, no? Okay, so that is this Gemara about... That's this Gemara about Sadchi Lazon Uphoi Zayin.
Is Chodim Batzorech Bakalbo considered Tzrichu Guf or not?
If you hold Melacha She'ein Tzrichu Leguf as Chayiv, so then Rashi learns you still need some sort of tikkun. If it's in Mekalkion Gansing, you're not going to be Chayiv. We know that Reb Yehuda on Ayin
right,
Gimel
like
says
the,
that if I dig a hole and I only need the dirt, that's right. Mamish Mekalkion.
Right.
So Mekalkion is going to be Potter. So if I hope Melacha She'ein Tzrichu Leguf is going to be Chayiv, I'm going to say that you're Chayiv because there's some sort of tikkun somewhere. Right, what's the tikkun? Tikkun ayde dafer acher. Tzarech l'kalbo, tzarech l'afay. By the way, Tosfos in our sugya says there's a tikkun ayde dafer acher if I am peitzeya l'chilazon that it stops moving around, and therefore that's also maybe considered a shtickel tikkun. Apparently, Rashi would have to disagree with that according to this nakuda. But the fact is, tikkun ayde dafer acher helps Reb Yehuda. It does not help for Reb Shimon. As I state in the Gemara. Should we go weiter? Next sugya? I wanna, again, there's a lot more to say about these Mekalka and Yonim, but I think it's very complicated, and I wanna learn the next sugya, HaShochato. Right? The Mishnah counts that there are Lamites Malachos. You know, last night I was meeting with a potential conversion candidate. So I asked her, how many Malachos are there? And she sits there, she's like, I think 36. I'm like, no, more than 36. And she starts to count. Whoa, not bad. Not bad. That's big points, ladies and gentlemen.
She combines Moho and Moho.
She's loved this.
Not bad. Yeah. Right? Very impressive. Hashochato.
She had to know all the Malachos, like the names of all Malachos, in order to...
She knew them in English. Yeah. She still can't read Hebrew, so I don't think we're ready for her yet.
How many yeshiva guys? Yeah.
What?
How many guys from yeshiva? Could
very few.
Yeah.
My guess is if you take... How many of you guys? How many guys who have been learning like Paraklau Gadol now for about 5 months can learn, can name off all of the Avos Malachos? Not Pashas. Huh? It's not Pashas. Maybe you can... You know how you could do it? If you went to a good elementary school... And your Rebbe was Mechai. These like the Yedios Kloyos that some elementary schools have. Those are the people who know this, right? Oh. So the Mishnah gives us a list of 39 Avos Malachos, and included in the 39 Avos Malachos is a Malacha of Shochet. Frek the Gemara Shochet Mishum Mai Chayiv. For what is Shochet? Chayiv. Now Tysus jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and Tysus says, what are you talking about? The Shochet of the Mishnah is a separate Av Malacha, that's the Tilas Neshama. So of course you're Chayiv for that. What's going on? Rather, Tysus says, Ashochet de Almakoy. We're not talking about the Shochet in the Mishnah, but Stamazai, a guy who shechts, but Alma, are you Chayiv only for Netilas Neshama? You're going to be Chayiv for something else also, like the Hemsheikh HaGemara will say. I get the impression, although I'm not sure, I get the impression that Rashi over here is disagreeing with Tysus, no? Rashi, may Tysus writes, Lava Shochet de Masnisen Kai. I think Rashi writes, Shochet Mishamai Mechayiv, Shkita Ben Melechas HaMishkan, Hecha Umayavita. Why are you doing Shochet? If you want to learn from Oros Elam Ma'adamim, why would you have to shecht at all? Bachanika Sagi. Now, you don't have to shecht in order to get the Oros Elam Ma'adamim. All you have to do is do Chanika. Now, is Rashi saying that if you're Chaynek, that's not going to be the Malacha of Shochet? L'cha'ora, that itself is very difficult, no? Chonek, if I choke, right? If I choke, so I would have said that that is also considered some iser of netilas neshama, because you're killing. Apparently Rashi is not saying that. Look in the back of the Gemara, in the Maloha Ro'im. he has a little bit of an essay about this topic, but that's not for our purposes now. But Bekitzer, Rashi says, why do you have to shoychet? You could just be chonik. So Rav says that yechayiv mishum tzoveya. Shmuel says yechayiv mishum netilas neshama. Right? Rav says it's tzoveya. Shmuel says netilas neshama. The Gemara asks, would it only be tzoveya, not netilas neshama? That's not possible. Lo, right? Mishum tzoveya im mishum netilas neshama lo. So ema af mishum tzoveya. That Rav is saying that yechayiv for shochet both out netilas neshama and out tzoveya. Amar Rav, milsa da amri, ema ba milsa de lo leisi dara basroi velichu aloi. This that I said, I'll explain so that later generations don't come and laugh at me. There's an isser that you're not allowed to give a psak that's tamu al rabim. I'm not allowed to give a psak that people will laugh at. Rav is bothered by this kasha. He says, well, I'm going to tell you that yechayiv for shoychet mishum tzeveya. People are going to say, Rabbi, like you spoke about this at the Purim Suda. What's going on? Right? Why? What's going on? So Rav says, oh, I have to explain it. So it shouldn't be the iser of a psak that's tamur l'rabim. Right? I'll say some things that later generations don't laugh. So veya b'may nichole, nichole de litvis beis hashkita doma, ki hecha de lechzuha inshi v'leisu lizrunei. Let's say the tzeveya helps you because it makes it nichole in the sense that people will see that there's fresh blood on the animal. And they'll realize that it's a freshly slaughtered animal, and therefore they'll come and buy it. So you're happy, right? It's nichole with the shechita. Now, we'll have to unpackage this entire Gemara, but hayotze from this Gemara, a few points, right? The Gemara has a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, where the shochet is only out netilas neshama, where the shochet is also out tzeveya. How should we pasken? Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. So if it would be up to me, I would write a Rambam or a Shulchan Aruch and I'd say that Shoychet is Chayir for Tzeveya, no? Or also Mishum Tzeveya, no? Correct? However, open up your Rambams, chapter 11, right? Open the Rambam, Perkir Aleph of Hilchos, Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, and state in Rambam that shochet is chayiv mishum netilas neshama, and the Magen Mishnah writes kishmuel, and the Lechem Mishnah jumps up and down, and he asks the kasha. He says, "How can you pass him like Shmuel? Hilchos karav biisuri." Correct the Lechem Mishnah. So Lechem Mishnah answers, "Well, Rav is shver." Yep. Zok the Lechem Mishnah. Think about it. Rav says, "I have to tell you something so that people should not laugh at me." Implying that my position is fundamentally difficult. Right? Because Rav's position is fundamentally difficult, therefore the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam paskins like Shmuel rather than like Rav. Okay, so far so good. However, we could give a few other mahalchim into why the Rambam paskins like Shmuel, not like Rav, which will touch on Yesodos in the Malacha of Tzeveya. And since we like saying Lumdus, because Lumdus makes the world go round, so therefore we'll do it this way. Ready? A few Mahalchim? Ayin Nishmas Adam. Klal Chof Dalet. Now, when I say Klal Chof Dalet, it's Klal Chof Dalet in Meleches Shabbos Kayadua. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Chof Dalet, where he's speaking about Tzeveya, it's Ois Aleph in Nishmas Adam. Nishmas Adam Tainas, that we have a general rule that in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, it has to be something that's Miskayim. And not only is it a general rule, but the Rabbi specifically in Tzeveya says if I dye a piece of metal, over time it comes off, right? And it doesn't remain the new color. So therefore the Rambam says you're not chayiv, because that is called eino miskayim. Im kain, fret the chaya adam, how come you're going to be chayiv on soiveya when you dye the base hashrita? With time, it's not going to last. It's not a permanent dye, no? So how can you be chayiv? There's a mistake, actually, in the Nishmas Adam. Instead of writing Sheha Shochet, he writes Sheha Sochet. It's a litvak, right? He was a litvak, no? So he wrote Sheha Sochet Chayiv Mishum Seveya Kadam Arav, right? Apparently the Mendel Zaks, who was the Beichen here in Yeshiva, spoke like a Litvisha type of Yiddish, right? So the shins are sins. So the Nishmas Adam writes that maybe, right, how come the Rambam paskins like Shmuel when halacha k'rabbi suri? Ella, the swirle le Rambam, the rabba karkacha swirle like Rebbe Lazar b'kuchla, like Reb Shimben Lazar b'mavir serek, delo be'inan ella dover shadarko b'kachlet tzvaya. Vizel sh'omar rab nifalei de litvus beis hashkita dama. Meaning, there's a machlokes hatanoyim later on about if I put makeup on Shabbos. Is that an Isser D'Oraisa or is that an Isser D'Rabbanan? It's not really miskayin. No, the makeup won't last for a very long time. Do I say that even though it's not miskayin, Ken Zayin going to be chayiv? Because it, Ken Zayin going to be chayiv because it's nicholei, because you want it. Zokin Nishmas Adam, that's exactly pshat in our Gemara. Rav says I'm chayiv because it's nicholei. I want it. It's not miskayim. Well, Rav holds that putting makeup on Shabbos is going to also. Rav holds like those tanoim that when you put makeup on Shabbos, it's going to be an iser d'oraisa. But the Rambam says the Nishmas Adam in Perek Chof Beis, the Rambam doesn't paskin like those tanoim that yichayev min hatayra for putting makeup on. Right? Rather, the Rambam says, if I put makeup on, I'm not chayev min hatayra, it's only aser midrabanon, because that's called eno miskayim. And even though I want it, still it's going to be called Eino Miskayim, right? It's the Gemara on Sadi Hey, Omer Aleph. This machlek is Reb Shimon Elazar about Reb Shimon Elazar in the Tanakama, about Pokeses, right? Whether it's Pater or not, right? Or Mavi Serek Aponeha. Is it an Isser D'Oraisa or is it an Isser D'Rabbanan? So machlek is there in the Gemara. Zok the Nishmas Adam, the Rambam who paskins that you, in order to be chayiv, it's gotta be miskayim, even though it's nicholei. Therefore, the Rambam cannot paskin like Rav that you're going to be chayiv for shochet mishum soveya. That is the Nishmas Adam. Nice mahalach, no? Very nice, very elegant mahalach. That's one approach. Approach number two. The Minchas Ariel quotes from the Stipler. This Stipler, by the way, is in Simin Mem in the Sefer. Minchas Ariel quotes, I'm saying Minchas Ariel quotes from the Stipler because this morning in the base medrash the Stipler was not on the shelf. So I'm trusting that the Minchas Ariel said it accurately, and it was too hot for me. I wasn't in the mood of walking home to get my own Stipler, so I trust that the Minchas Ariel said it accurately. But Minchas Ariel quotes from the Stipler that the Yesod of Soveya is Yipui. The Malach of Tzeveya might only be fulfilled if you make something look nicer. If I want it for another reason, right? I shecht, and I want the blood on the base hashchita so that people know it's fresh, but it doesn't look nicer. It's
kind
not...
What?
It's
kind of
yipui. So yesh la'ayin, whether we treat this like a yipui or not, but it's not aesthetically more pleasing. The Stipler says that there's a svara, that the malacha of soveya is only when something is aesthetically enhanced. when it looks shiner, looks nicer. If it doesn't look nicer, that's not called the malach of tzoveya. And maybe Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing on that nakuda. Rav says any type of enhancement is sufficient. Nichole, that the base hashkita should be red so that people will buy it. Shmuel says, no siri. Maybe that's not enough to be chayim mishum tzoveya. Maybe to be chayim mishum tzoveya, you need that it mamish looks nicer. That's another mahalach about the Rambam. Third mahalach within the Rambam. Or fourth mahalach, right? We have the Lechem Mishnah, just that Rav acknowledges that it's very shver. We have the Nishmas Adam, about Dover She'enu Miskayim, Hayadua. We have this Minchas Ariel, who says about Yipui. There's another approach to Azoi. Yesh Lach Kor, in general, with Malachas Shabbos, is Mekalkel Aptur, or is Metake Nechiyuv? Nafkamina, something that's neither Metake nor Mekalkel. Right, if I have something, right, we discussed this in the first, in the third parak, right? Everything comes back, right? Kol HaTorah Kula Inyanecha. But Yesh Lach Kar, so the Stipler has an essay about this elsewhere. And maybe that's the issue over here. Nichole de Litvis Beis Hashkita Doma, it's not Mekalkel. It's also not really Metake. One could argue that Rav holds that you're going to be Chayiv in this case, because if it's neither Metake nor Mekalkel, maybe that's going to be Chayiv again. One could ask, why is it not Metakin? It is Metakin, because you want to sell it later on. But maybe similar to what the Stipler was saying beforehand, maybe the Malach of Tzoveya requires some aesthetically pleasing dimension. And over here, it's not nicer, but it's not worse. It's just the same. And maybe that is the discussion here in the Gemara. Okay, Ken Simon. This is what the Stipler quotes he heard from the Chazon Ish. But there's another mahalach that touches on one of the big issues in the malacha of Soveya. And this is a mahalach that the Minchas Chinuch in Soveya Ostalit says. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. When Rav says that you're fighting for Soveya, Shmuel says, you're not chayiv mishum tzoveya. You know why? Because I have a rule that ein soveya ba'ochlin. Soveya is only on non-food items. Food, and this, by the way, is upkepaskin in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Sof Simin, Shin Chof, quotes, ein soveya ba'ochlin. We'll talk about the details of this in a minute. But one could argue that's precisely the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. You see, Rav says, you're chayiv for tzoveya. What am I being tzoveya? I'm being tzoveya an animal, a chicken. Right? It's an ochel. How can you be chayiv? Ein tzoveya ba'ochlin. The answer is, zokh min chaschinuch, maybe that's precisely why the Rambam paskins, that what? Why the Rambam paskins that, like Shmuel, that you're not chayiv al tzoveya. A beautiful minchas chinuch. Now, this issue about tzoveya ba'ochlin is what we'd say is one of the really big issues in Judaism. And let's just go through some of the makoros on this question, and then we'll bring it back and try to come down to halacha l'maisa. Again, according to Minchas Chinuch, this is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, effectively, and the Rambam is paskening like Shmuel, not like Rav. Sof Simin Shin Chof in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef quotes in the Shibolei Halakhet in Simin Pevov that Tzorech Iyun al Hakarkum im Yesh Lochosh Olav Mishum Tzoveya. Karkum is saffron. Saffron is like orange to yellow color. Right? The shaila is, if I put saffron on a food, am I chayiv al tzoveya? Ulefi divrei bal hayireyim, de amar ein derech tzviya ba'ochlin, is mutar. Zot the shibolei halaket, that according to the yireyim, who says that in derech tzviya ba'eichon, pay attention to the words, in derech tzviya ba'eichon, it's going to be mutter. V'zeh loshon hayireim, ro'i l'kol bar Yisrael, sha'ochal tutim, o sha'ar peiros. Any bar Yisrael who eats tutim, usually we translate tutim over here as strawberries, but Yesha Ayim, that the strawberries were prevalent in the medieval period in Europe, in the Achronim, when they quote this Yireim, they talk about Krashen. Krashen are cherries, no?
Kirshen.
Huh? Kirshen. Krashen, yeah. Right? It's cherries. Right? So again, the point is, the Yireim says that every Bar Yisrael who eats tutim or sha'ar peiros, you eat like fruit that has a color. O sha'ar peiros hatzovim yizahir shlo yiga biyadav tzavuos bivigadav obimapa dahavle toldos soveya. Be careful not to touch the tablecloth. Not because your wife will scream at you if you touch the tablecloth, but because you're going to be in violation of soveya. B'chinim yotza dam min hamaka. If you start to bleed on Shabbos, also lasa salah beged. You can't put a beged on it, right? Because of tzeveya. But tzeveya pito b'mashke peiros leslanva de ein derech tzviya ba'eichon. But tzeveya fruit is not a problem because it's not derech tzviya ba'eichon. Meaning, there's going to be an iser tzeveya if I take my dirty hands and I take the tablecloth, then my bloody hands and I touch the beged, but on an oichel it's not a problem. Ein derech tzviya ba'ochon. Now, the Darke Moshe over here says that the other tainas, the ein lochosh l'dvarim elo, you shouldn't be choshesh for the iser tzviya over here, because ein ela derech lichlach v'shari v'lo heva be'mishum tzviya. Right? It's not enhancing at all. It's derech lechlech. It makes it dirty, and there's no tzeveya. And I heard from Avraham Mintz that you're not allowed to put yayin edom atoch yayin lovon b'shabbos mishum tzeveya. But according to the Yireim, the ein tzviya ba'eichon is going to be mutter. This is a shem that comes up on Pesach sometimes, no? My favorite wine happens to be not the Bartanura Moscato, but I like the Carmel Moscato. You know, the Israeli, it's the same type of thing. But it's a good white wine. Am I allowed to use that wine at the Seder? The Taz writes that Leil HaSeder you should have red wine, no? It's a Hider Mitzvah, Zeicher L'dam, which is also fascinating, because Yain is supposed to be Derech Cheiros, and even so the Taz says that we have a Zeicher L'dam at the Seder. With the yain on the Seder. Interesting. But am I allowed to dye my wine? Am I allowed to pour red wine into my white wine? And
That's why you do it.
How well you do it?
You say it's because they have the dye, that might be a problem. If you say you just like the flavor better, it makes it then probably wouldn't.
Maybe. Again, so you're saying a chilek with in Sviya Ba'eichon. But the Daka Moshe says, don't dye your wine. End of conversation. But according to the Yireim, Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin is Heter Gomar. By the way, you see from the Darkei Moshe, he's not distinguishing between Ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin and Ein Tzviya B'mashkin. No? Look in the tshuva of Chacham Avadi Yosef Zochron Elavach and Yichav Vadas. I believe it's in Chelak Dalad, but I don't remember anymore. Where Chacham Avadi Yosef discusses that maybe we'll say Ein Tzviya Ba'eichlin, but Yish Tzviya B'mashkin. But from the Darkei Moshe, it's Mavur that he equates them. And then the Darkei Moshe brings a raya from the end of Simin Shin Yutes, which is a din that we saw already, about no saying Beitza L'tok Misanenes Shochardol. Right, I can put an egg into my strainer of mustard, and the Gemara says kula eno asa elo legavein. Your only kavana is for the color. Color, right? Isn't that the malach of tzeveya? The teretz is that ein tzeviya ba'eichlin. And therefore, right, the Dr. Moshe says, I have an ufen araya on Kuf Mem, from the Gemara on Kuf Mem, that the Yireim is correct, and we assume, ba'ofen, right, we assume in total, that ein tzviya ba'eichon. That's l'cha'ayra, what emerges from this Dakei Moshe.
Which of the Paschim holds that you shouldn't mix the wines?
So again, the Dakei Moshe quotes from Reb Avram, right? The Dakei Moshe quotes from Reb Avram Mintz, not to mix the wines on Shabbos. But Dakei Moshe says it's mutter because ein sevia ba'eichon. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Chaf B'Sofo, we pass in straight up that ein sevia ba'eichon. Ein tzviya ba'ochon, and therefore you'll put karko into the food, and therefore if you tzoveya pito b'mashke, it's going to be permitted. For some reason, the Dakei Moshe, even though he concluded that tzoveya derech lichlich is mutter, but in the Ramah, he doesn't comment that tzoveya derech lichlich is mutter. The Magen Avraham in Oschaf Daled says, well, the Radvaz holds that derech lichlich, and derech lichlich is mutter, but then the Magen Avraham quotes that some poskim aser kibus derech lichlich. If that's the case, tzoveya derech lichlich should be aser, and therefore ein lo hakel. So Magen Avraham says there's no kula of tzoveya derech lichlich. Hagoyin Reb Kiva Eger notes in the Tshuva Beis Aharon, he says that the Radvaz is correct, that tzoveya derech lichlich is going to be okay. The mission of Bruins of Katan Nuntes, Tainas, Yesh Lismoch Aleihem, you can rely on these poskim, that Soveya Derech Lichluch is permitted, Hecha Di'iyav Shaloli Zahir Bezah. If it's not possible to be Zahir elsewhere, in other ways, so you could rely on those poskim, that Soveya is permitted Derech Lichluch. So now, what's the story of Tzviya Ba'ochlan? L'cha Ora Ar Gemara, according to Rav, assumes ein. According to Rav, we pass in yesh tzviya ba'eichon, right? The Minchas Finuch says that that's precisely why Shmuel disagrees. The Tosfos writ on our Gemara. I amrit amai lo aminon ein tzviya ba'eichon kida amaron ein disha ela begedulei karka. For the Taisus read, let's say that ain soveya ba'eichon, just like I have a rule that ain disha ella begidulei karka, I should assume ain tzviya ba'eichon. So the Taisus read answers that gidulei karka is choshuv, and malachos that apply by gidulei karka are significant. However, all metaltolin are the same, and there's no distinction between eichon and sha'ar metaltolin. And we paskin by ma'abed yesh ibud ba'ochlen. So therefore, we paskin yesh tzoveya ba'ochlen. Now, it's a fascinating Taisus Rit. Taisus Rit is saying that our Gemara is assuming yesh tzoveya ba'ochlen. That's what Rav says. And we paskin yesh ma'abed ba'ochlen. Now, what happens? It's difficult. We paskin ma'abed ba'ochlen. But, I don't know. As I state in Taisus Rit, I'm not sure what to do. But Taisus Rit is saying yesh Soveya ba'ochlan mahalacha. The source of ein soveya ba'ochlan we mentioned is a shibbolei halakha b'shem the sefer Yireyim. Look in the Avni Nezer in Tshuva Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Avni Nezer in Tshuva Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel writes the hama'ayin b'divrei sefer ha'yireyim b'fnim yechazeh that the Yireyim never said it. And therefore the Avni Nezer writes you should really be machmir that there is yesh tzoveya ba'ochlan. Okay, next time, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll continue this conversation about tzoveya ba'ochlan, and we'll try to discuss more in yonim of tzoveya, but for now, I'm sorry. So before I finish, just two more points. What about our Gemara? Right? Our Gemara sounds like yesh tzoveya ba'eichon. Can you get out of our Gemara? So there are two ways of getting out of our Gemara that I'm aware of. One way of getting out of our Gemara is the Mishnah Brura and the Avni Nezer both quote that the Ur Zarua learns that our Gemara is not talking about Soveya the Basar, not about Soveya the Ur. Right? Rashi writes that Yitzoveya the Basar, but in the Ur Zarua it says Yitzoveya the Ur. Ur is not Oichel. Point one. Point two, another way of getting out of it is the Chacham Tzvi and Simon Sadi Beis says that it doesn't have a din of Oichel. My blood is usher to eat. Consequently, when I'm soveya the blood, right, I'm soveya the basar with blood, it's not an ochel, because I can't eat it. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv out soveya. Whether the Chacham Tzvi is correct or not, yesh la'ayin, but I think these are some of the major makuros in terms of this sugya of soveya Be'ochlin, and we'll discuss it in Yirtzeh Hashem next time we learn. Okay, Chevra, have a good day.